section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. A former world champion returns. Ryback gets his first feud, and TNA is looking to rebuild their fans' trust. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Destination X draws under 10,000 buys. And why is this a big deal, Aaron?
Well, it's a big deal because some of their past ones have been close to 15,000. And TNA is a much smaller company. But if you have a pay-per-view where you had this really great feud that you were building up and it draws almost half what the one before it did, you have a little bit of issue there. And so this is a pretty big deal. I think it's a wake-up call for TNA. And it's not so much that what they had going on was bad because the main event was good. They had other really good matches in there too. But the problem is a lot of fans have been like, well, you know, can I really trust TNA anymore? And, you know, that kind of leads us into the next thing, which TNA has even said that they are looking to rebuild the fans' trust with their product.
Yeah, basically they're wanting everyone to realize that, hey, we're going to put out a good product, unlike some other people who are not putting out good products. I actually do agree that this is the right step. I don't know if they want to use the term rebuild and fans trust, because the TV title, I don't think, was defended recently at all. So they're kind of losing my trust on that aspect of it.
There are some things that I would focus on if I was running TNA. They're doing a lot of really great things. There are some smaller things that I would, you know, like to see them do correctly. One of them is the TV title. I think they need to get it off Devon, and they need to actually have it defended on a weekly basis. That would be kind of nice and make it a real second title, because right now it's a very, very low, low, low title.
Yes, and that's the problem that they're going into right now. So DirecTV still does not have Spike TV, and that means no TNA wrestling. This kind of stinks on a couple other fronts, because there's not as many sites to go to watch TNA Impact Wrestling live anymore, which is really sad. So, I mean, is this deal ever going to get done? I mean, who knows?
It will. You know, it was funny. Comedy Central had pulled The Daily Show and The Colbert Report off of their website because DirecTV said, hey, if you want to watch this, just go to the website. And they pulled it, and they actually put it back on there because Jon Stewart said, why are you guys doing this? People, if they don't watch us for a certain amount of time, they may be like, oh, you know what? I actually don't need to watch The Daily Show. You know, like it's something where if you watch something for so long, you almost do it out of habit. A good example, professional wrestling. You know, exactly. You almost do it out of habit. And there are certain shows I know I watch still out of habit. And if they're not on anymore and I can't see them, I'm going to break that habit. And I'm going to do something else with my time. You know, I'm not going to watch it at 10 or 11 o'clock.
And that's something that both parties need to agree upon. Actually, something that actually came out was DirecTV actually said that right now they got to a more than generous portion that they're going to get an increase on. But then DirecTV or Viacom at the last second wanted to have Epix included, but they want to charge still the same amount, so they'd still get the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was kind of, you know, it's ridiculous that they're fighting. It's like brothers and sisters fighting over stupid stuff. This is one of those stupid things. I want to watch Impact Wrestling. I don't want to come home from work and then at 7 o'clock be like, all right, let's watch some Impact, and then realize that my DVR is not recording. That kind of stinks. And, you know, there's ways that people, if they want to watch Impact Wrestling, they're going to start pirating it, which is a sad thing to say, but that's the truth. I mean, if you can't watch something, you're going to pirate it, or you're going to go other sites that I'm not even going to mention because I'm not that way. and I don't know the names. But yeah, it's just getting ridiculous right now. Just go ahead, guys. Kiss, make up. Let's get some Impact Wrestling. I want wrestling. Let's move on to Money in the Bank. That was this Sunday, or last Sunday, I should say. I was pretty impressed. All the champs retained. And one thing that I do like the direction they're going in right now is that they're letting champions stay champions. And something also, I don't know if you caught this, but Cena said that CM Punk's been the champion, and he said the exact amount of days.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a play against Bobby Roode.
It might be.
Because he said it was like 283. I knew I should have wrote that down. But yeah. I'm sorry. I'm jumping the gun on this one a little bit. But yeah, he did say that. And I thought that was pretty impressive. I didn't realize that it's been that many days.
So, yeah. So all the champions retained. The reason why this is important is so the WWE and World Heavyweight Champion retained. And still, your two, you know, faces of Raw and SmackDown are both faces. And your SmackDown and Raw, I shouldn't even call them that. Your US and IC champion are both faces. Your tag champs are faces, and your Divas champion is a face. And if you keep this going for this long, it gets boring. Because right now, there's nothing exciting going on. And the Alberto Del Rio Sheamus match, yeah, it was okay. But there was nothing special about it. There was nothing that made me go, wow, I'm going to pay money to see this. This is important. You know, this is spectacular. And same Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, I enjoyed that match. But nonetheless, like I said last week, you cannot show this on free TV multiple times and then expect me to pay for it. Honestly, like that to me, they did a disservice. And even the Money in the Bank matches, you know, for the World Heavyweight Championship, Ziggler won, which we, you know, had talked about. We predicted he was going to win, and he did win, which I'm glad. But then over on Raw, you know, the Raw Money in the Bank, which we both predicted, Cena won, you know. So it was like this was a pay-per-view that is setting up something else entirely. So it's kind of like, do you even need to see this, or could you just catch the recap on Raw? My opinion, probably just catch the recap.
And that's really weird to actually say that you just, hey, I'm going to go ahead and watch Raw because that's all I need to see just to catch up. Like you just said, that's sad. That is really sad that you can actually say that. Yeah. I mean, they should have had something. I thought something big was going to happen on this pay-per-view, but it was kind of, I mean, the Money in the Bank, the first match was great, but.
Oh yeah. It was very good.
And I was happy.
Like we talked about, though.
Yeah.
They're really the only person to win that was Ziggler.
Yeah.
There was nobody else in that match that made me go, he might win, you know?
Exactly. And I'm happy that he won. Don't get me wrong. I am happy that he won. But come on.
Last year, when Daniel Bryan won, I was surprised and I was shocked because I didn't think he was going to win it. And the fact that he won, it was like, that's great. When Del Rio won, yeah, I kind of thought he was going to win. But there were other people in that match that it was like, you know, he may not, you know, he may not win it. You could have somebody else win it. And so I think that's the biggest thing is the Raw Money in the Bank. Yeah, you think anyone could win it. You're predicting Cena's going to, but anybody could win it.
Yeah. And of course, Cena did retain, which I thought was kind of funny because they broke the handle, which I thought was kind of weird. But then I watched a couple more times. It was done on purpose. They pulled up.
So he retained it, is what you're saying.
So yeah, he retained it, but actually, when he did,
so he was defending it. Is that what you're telling?
I'm sorry,
me?
He retained it. My bad. I'm sorry.
He retained it.
Yes, you're giving me crap.
He won it.
Every time I'm tired, you give me crap.
999, Andy.
So yeah, and 999. Real quick side note: the rumor was, even though Cena did win the Money in the Bank, the rumor was that, believe it or not, they were going to have Jericho win it. And then lose it to Punk on that same night. That was just a rumor. Don't know if it's 100% true, but it would have been a good storyline.
You know, the rumor was that Big Show was going to win it too.
And it was going to be the same thing, right?
And the other rumor was that The Miz was going to win it, and it was going to be the same thing.
The Miz didn't win? Anyways, let's move on to Raw. So Rey Mysterio Jr., Rey Mysterio returns. And it looks like he's going to be feuding with Albert Del Rio, which I am looking forward to. It's going to be great.
Yeah, get to see the feud again.
Yeah, I don't remember the first time, though. I forgot that Ray was around last year. I completely forgot about it.
You know, I like I think that they work well in the ring, but I don't – you don't – this is the problem with the brand split. This is the biggest problem with it, is that they have to have these two feud. You know, why not have Sin Cara in there? You know, I even if it's down the road, and then that way maybe you can break it off into a Rey Mysterio-Sin Cara feud for WrestleMania. But I don't want to see these two feuding again and again and again. It's just kind of boring because, you know, they put Del Rio in there. And now they're moving him they put Del Rio in the World Heavyweight Championship feud. Now they're moving him away, and they're putting Ziggler back in the World Heavyweight Championship feud. So it's like, do you guys even know what's going on? You know, I mean, like, I don't want to see the same thing over and over. Christian versus Orton last year was boring the fifth time around. So for five straight months we're seeing this? No, it's boring. It's boring. Move on to something else. That's the biggest problem, I think, with having Mysterio do that. But Andy, on another note, Ryback may be getting his first feud with Jack Swagger.
Yay. Don't care. I mean, come on. Against Jack Swagger, your former World Heavyweight Champion.
That doesn't really count, though. So
nah, I guess that's true.
Former U.S. Champion.
Former U.S. Champion. And he is facing Ryback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, dude. But,
you know, he really did... He beat the crap out of him to start the match, or I'm sorry, start before the match.
Right.
And they didn't have a match. The match was canceled. But I mean, he was
due to poor ratings. It was canceled because of bad ratings.
But he was giving him the business. This actually looked like they were trying to build a real feud where Ryback has a real opponent, you know? So, I mean, what do you think of that?
First off, I find it amazing still that he's in a feud, but it's kind of, I guess, if you want to have Ryback do something, I guess this is kind of the way to do it right now. I mean, I just think this is a bad move. I mean, I guess there's no way for me to describe it besides it's a bad move.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that? Because you were complaining last week that they need to put him into a real feud. And this is a real feud.
It's not a real feud. I don't think it's a real feud, dude. Every time, there's really nothing you can do with Ryback. This is not a real feud. I mean, what started the fact that, I mean, it's basically just threw a match together. I mean, you should have some storyline, like they run into each other in the back room and say, hey, you want to go at it? All right, that's fine. Bam, you go to the ring. This is just, he kind of showed up out there and then the bell didn't ring. Is that what happened? I still don't understand the match. The bell didn't ring?
It was a match. It was thrown out.
It was
the match itself
out.
Was thrown out.
Which I find weird.
So what's going to happen is next week they're going to have another match, which it'll be a real match. But they're actually it seems like they're trying to progress him as a wrestler. And yes, he squashed a bunch of, you know, 150-pound wrestlers. And then he went on to Curt Hawkins and Tyler Rex and he beat them, you know, individually and then as a tag team. And so now they're looking to move him to Jack Swagger, which he might have a feud with him then for a month or so. Which I'm actually in favor of. If they have him feud with Swagger for a month, you know, do a pay-per-view match and then call it quits, I'm in favor of that, even though I do not care for Ryback, but at least you're building his character, and then you can move him on to somebody else. So I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, but why Jack Swagger? I mean, Curt Hawkins, Tyler Rex, big deal. But why? I mean...
Well, Swagger's the next step up from them, you know?
I guess. I mean, next thing you know, he's going to wrestle, not Dolph, but Zack Ryder and bury his character even more. Unbelievable. So something interesting happened. CM Punk and Big Show were actually wrestling, and Big Show basically gets disqualified, beats the crap out of CM Punk, and then Cena comes down for the quote-unquote save and then tries to get him to cash it in. And I
Show
thought,
tries to get him to cash
yeah, it Yeah, Show tries to get Cena to cash the Money in the Bank in. And I thought that was kind of interesting. And then Cena didn't, which was even more interesting because I thought he would have, but he said, no, I'm going to cash it in next week.
Well, if he cashed it in, then he would have turned heel pretty much. And not in the writer's eyes, but in the eyes of the fans. And the fans would be booing him next week, the week after. They would be booing him for a long time. And so you can't do that. That's why he didn't cash it in. That's why he announced that he's going to cash it in next week.
But, I mean, that's almost like the Rob Van Dam thing where he cashed it in at the ECW pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool. And I think it's an interesting – I haven't heard of them talk about that at all. Go figure.
Yeah.
But one thing I will say, I was happy about it. But the thing is, what if there's never been anything you cashed in, right? What if you, if somehow there's disqualification?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if CM Punk, you know, I've never thought about that until now. Like, what if someone gets disqualified? Does that mean the Money in the Bank is no good?
Well, there's only been one instance where it's been a real wrestling match, and that's RVD Cena. Every other one, Edge's two times, CM Punk's two times, you know, and then all the other, you know, because then they added the doubles. All of those have been after a match or after somebody gets the crap kicked out of them. They've never been an actual match. So I definitely understand what you're saying. And that could happen. Rock's going to be on next week. Rock could come out and interfere in the match. Cena could win by DQ, but he doesn't win the title, you know? So then he's going to be the first wrestler in history to cash it in. It'll be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to Raw 1000 because I know they're going to make it a big spectacle. And it will be very, very interesting to see what they do.
And also make sure you follow Off the Mark on Twitter because we are going to be doing some live tweeting, Off the Mark 86, during Raw 1000. It's going to be a great one. And, of course, a friend of the show, Doug Hahn, will also be there in St. Louis. He's going to be there.
He's going to be on the show next week to talk about it.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see what the fans' perspective on, you know, being there live was. Like, he was last year, he was at the Money in the Bank of Chicago, which I regret not going to, and he regrets not buying a child small t-shirt because it said Chicago, Illinois in the back, as we joked about all the time. So anyway, so let's move on to SmackDown this week. Rey Mysterio is back in action. Great. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. He's back.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he had really any ring rust. He was in a tag match with Sheamus, which that's a very weird combination there. Yeah. seeing the difference. It's like, you know, Rey and Big Show. So it's nice to see him back in action in his hometown, too. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
A side note about Rey Mysterio, by the way, I was watching some WCW stuff just a while back. I think Rey shrunk. I don't think he's as tall as he used to. as he was at one point. I mean, I think he's like, if he was like 5'5", I think he's like 5'4" now. Because he could actually like hit the top rope. Now he's always using the bottom two ropes to when he's running around, which I find interesting. But, you know, whatever. So here's the weird thing, of course. It was announced on Raw that Daniel Bryan, I'm sorry, it wasn't announced on Raw. It was announced through Twitter that AJ and Daniel Bryan are going to have, they're going to get married next week on Raw 1000.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they may become a heel couple.
Yeah, so Daniel Bryan was getting mixed results. I think that they were expecting him to get a ton of cheers because, I mean, the only reason he was getting any boos is because he was going up against CM Punk. Let's face it.
Right.
You know, that's the only reason why. And so this past week, it seemed like they were going to try and maybe turn him face a little bit, but he was getting boos. So they're thinking now that they might turn them into a heel couple, him and AJ. Do you think that's the right move?
I don't know what to do with AJ. I think they've got to the point with a storyline where you thought it would progress a little bit more. And it's almost like, hey, this is what we want you to do this week. And then it's like 5 minutes before showtime. AJ, we're going to have you do this as well. And that's the vibe I've been getting more and more with that, with the whole thing with her. Because she's crazy, and then she's not. She's crazy, and then she's even crazier. She wants CM Punk. She wants Daniel Bryan. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
She skips around. Even my wife was like, so what's going on with her now?
Yeah. And mine is very like, you know, she doesn't like her. So anyway, let's talk about our sponsor.
Are you a blogger, a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, we're going to save you 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite at every web hosting cost. Also, make sure you check out the post of this right now. It's Section 86, the Off the Mark area. You're going to see the show description. And you're going to see an ad at the very bottom. Click on that ad. This week, if I'm correct, it's 50% off all vintage merchandise. It's a great deal. Every time you go and click through that link, you're going to get great deals from WWEshop.com. Make sure you check it out and let them know that Off the Mark sent you. Let's move on to Impact Wrestling. Bound for Glory filled this entire show, which I was excited about. And also, the thing I was excited about was Samoa Joe versus Pope. And what happened here, Aaron?
So Joe won that match. You know, that was kind of expected. Joe won by submission, actually. So he got 10 points. But the next match that was up, which I was just really confused about, was Robbie E.
Yeah.
Beat Jeff Hardy by countout.
Yeah. Fist pump. Robbie E. I guess Jeff Hardy was not on the list.
Yeah, that was anyway, other matches, Anderson beat AJ Styles. Very good match. Mm-hmm. Daniels over RVD, surprisingly, and Bully over Magnus. The only thing I know that you said you like the fact that this kind of dominated it. I actually didn't. I kind of wish that, you know, if you would have had just the three matches and then maybe have tag team match, you know, maybe defend the TV title. That might have been pretty nice. Maybe have a Divas match, or I'm sorry, Knockouts match.
I completely agree with you. But here's the thing. They should tape every other week. You go live, and then you tape again right afterwards. That's mm-hmm. the problem they're running into. Going live every week is not the fix. This show is a taped show, but they ran it live. You have to remember, if you're live, you run a live show. You defend the TV title. You have a women's match. You know, you don't have Brooke Hogan on there because it's freaking boring. This is a tape style show. That's the thing. I've been noticing more and more with their, you can tell if it's a live show or a tape show. SmackDown is the same way. Same thing with Raw. When they of course rarely do that, but Impact's doing the same thing. They had a live show last week, and this is technically a live / tape show. Mm-hmm. This is a tape show.
I completely agree with you. There was nothing that happened here. It's not like a title was won or lost. This is progressing a story, which I'm okay with, and it's okay to tape it. If anything else, it saves you a ton of money. If they would have taped this, they would have saved themselves quite a bit of money. And then next week you have a big, you know, match on there. And I understand this week, you know, they had Aries and Bobby Roode go up against each other. So I understand why that they wanted this to be a big deal. But that match, the main event, went to a no contest because the Aces and Eights attacked them.
Yep, good old Luke Gallows decided to beat some guys up. I wonder who the third guy is still.
But it's going to be Chavo.
Yeah, it's going to be because he just signed. Apparently, yeah. He's been there this entire time. Like, Mick Foley should have been the anonymous Raw general manager. No, but yeah, like I said, they need to fix this. Eventually, they will. Of course, you know, it's what, the 6th week now that they've gone live? It's been 6 weeks, I think.
I think it's been more than that. I think it's been like 8, but I could be wrong. Yeah,
it could be. I mean, it seems like they've been going live for a while. That's the weird
part. You need to show one live and then tape the next one, because at the end of the day, you know, last week, yes, I was excited for it. You just had the pay-per-view. You tape it that Thursday. I'm sorry, you show it live that Thursday. You tape on Friday. That's all you need to do, you know, mm-hmm. and then 2 weeks later, have them come back. That's what I would do.
Yeah, and realistically, you can do that, you know, some times out of the year, and I think this is one of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want people to get out. I mean, also, they could be touring with an explosion or whatever it is, tour that they have. They could be touring and then basically go be somewhere on Wednesday and then be off on Thursday for Impact Wrestling and then mm-hmm. be like a town over on Friday. So the guys still get a rest as well.
Yeah.
Some wrestling fans are dumb. Some are smart. They would realize it was a taped show, but come on. Anyways, let's move on to our weekly topic. Is wrestling fan base declining? Now, you brought this up to me, and I have to say, I didn't think it was at first, but then.
So we should preface this with, the reason we're talking about this is because TNA recently, they had said that they lost some of their fan base. They also, their pay-per-view numbers have been declining. WWE is in the same boat. They their stock price right now is in the toilet. They are doing everything they can to try to get fans back. You know, I had done a top five a while back that talked about the stunts that Vince did, the craziest stunts he did to get fans to watch his program. And at that time, I mean, the fan base was just so low, and everything he did, the $1 million giveaway, no one watched, you know? So this is to talk about, you know, are they declining? And if so, why? So Andy, you were talking about something.
Yeah. I can actually see I can see the decline coming more and more. But I also see there's some people, I guess, that used to watch wrestling and they stopped. I mean, we know a lot of people, our friend of the show, Brian, he used to watch WCW hardcore, and then it just kind of went away from him after the Monday Night Wars. And there's other people out there like that. There's that competition. You never knew what was going to happen, and it was actually decent wrestling back then. The Monday Night Wars is one of the best things that people are going to talk about for years. It's like the, you know, Hogan Giant, WrestleMania 3, Ultimate Warrior, you know, getting in trouble and selling $30,000 worth of fake merchandise. You know, it's stuff like that. The way to bring people back to wrestling is make it interesting, and you have to have a CM Punk moment. You have to basically tell this guy, this is what we're going to do. You are going to go on this show and badmouth me. You can say this, but you cannot say this. The whole CM Punk thing, if you remember, it was a live show, and they were taping the following week's show on that same night. CM Punk wasn't there. The tension that was built up over those 2 weeks, you could feel it. Every time people said something about CM Punk, everyone's like, wow, I kind of want to watch this now. Even our cousin, you know, a friend of the show, Mike, kind of sounded interesting. Like, what is he going to do next? You almost need another situation like that to happen, but you need to manufacture it and make sure that guy can do it. Who is it? I don't know right now, but it's not John Cena. I can tell you that now. But how do you bring the love back? Mm-hmm. TNA's, I think, going to focus more on the wrestling matches themselves. I don't know if that's the right direction. I mean, what do you think?
I do think that there's definitely a big decline in wrestling. But at the same time, I think that, you know, what they need to realize is WWE and TNA in particular, I don't want to pay $50 to see a pay-per-view. I don't, plain and simple. If I was living back in Illinois near you, you know, back WCW days, it was $30 a pay-per-view. We would get like eight people together, you know, we'd
throw
pitch
five bucks
five,
in,
you know,
and we even got pizza.
Yeah. You know, so I mean,
or a piece of pop.
Yeah. So we would go, we'd get pizza, pop, and the pay-per-view, 8-10 people, whatever it was, you know. And we did this every WCW pay-per-view. That's what we did because it was the culmination, you know, of a lot of storylines, and it was three and a half hours worth of exciting matches. Some of them were 3.5, you know. But anyway, and so that's why we did it. Right now, a WWE pay-per-view is $50. And people grow up. You know, we lived in the same town. There were tons of us in that area. We moved away. So for us in particular, it's not feasible for myself to spend $50 on pay-per-view. You spend $50 on pay-per-view. Doug to spend $50. Mike to spend. Brian. You know, you have all of these different people now would have to individually spend money on it. And $50 is too much, plain and simple. If it dropped down to $30, you know, we're all working adults here. It'd be a little bit easier to stomach. Because it's, oh, it's only $30. You know, I can do that. I can do that. You know, a little bit easier to stomach. But even then, probably not going to do it. And when you have 12 pay-per-views a year and at one point in time, 16 pay-per-views a year for one company, why would I ever want to spend that much money? I think that's one of the reasons that you see a decline. Because then the next night, because the way that WWE does it, you have Monday Night Raw. You get to see the results of the pay-per-view if you don't have the internet, you know, or you can just go online and read them live while they're happening. So that's why I think that there is a little bit of a decline in terms of their revenue, in terms of people watching. Now, what they can do, there were some great storylines going on in WCW and WWE at the time. There were horrible ones too. Bring back good storylines. TNA is focusing on the wrestling. I think that's what they need to do because that's their strengths. Yes, you can do a little bit of storylines. They're trying that with AJ right now, AJ Styles, but that one's not working that well. Over on WWE, get some really good writers and actually write some compelling storylines where you have twists that happen that make me go, he did that? Turn John Cena heel. And I understand why people are saying, no, he's the cash cow. But if you turn him heel and you do it in such a way where he aligns himself, bring Vince McMahon back as a character and have him be a heel boss and have Cena turn heel and be, you know, Vince's puppet, basically, you're going to have fans who will get mad at John Cena for that, you know, the younger fans. But then you bring in another character who is going to challenge John Cena. And then that way you're going to create this tension and you're going to create the conflict and you're going to make it worth watching again. I think that's the biggest thing. If somebody asks me right now, what is the biggest thing going on in wrestling? I would say probably Austin Aries winning the TNA title. That's the biggest thing. Other than that, nothing. And so you asked me 2 weeks ago, what's the biggest thing going on in wrestling? I don't know.
AJ, like, you'd have to say the AJ, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan storyline.
Yeah, but that's not the biggest thing, though. That's not important.
But so, technically, it is like the biggest thing, though. That's the thing. I mean, I take that back. Raw 1000 actually would be, I think, the biggest thing going on right now.
Yeah. You know, you asked me 4 weeks ago, what's the biggest thing going on in wrestling? Oh, well, the 1000th episode Raw is coming up.
Which oh. I have bets right now that they're going to crap the bet on this one and they're going to blow it. So it's going to be interesting what the fans say at the crowd. We should get Doug. We should get him a recorder and have him interview maybe someone next to him who will be like, man, this stuff is so real.
But I think that's why there is a decline. I think that people just they want something else. And if you can tell a compelling story, whether it is a comic book, a video game, a movie, a TV show, a wrestling program, if you can tell a compelling story and get fans interested in the product again, then guess what? It doesn't matter which medium you tell it in. It's exciting. And that is the biggest thing. That is the biggest thing. It doesn't matter if it's a movie, doesn't matter if it's a comic book or a wrestling program. Compelling stories are compelling stories.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I agree with you, and I think we've thrown out some great ideas. Let's just hope they kind of run with it, since we know they listen now, because it seems like they keep stealing our storylines. Shane Helms coming back to the Raw 1000? No? No? Maybe? Ultimate Warrior? All right, we'll see what happens. All we got to say is Raw 1000 actually is going to be on this Monday, and hopefully you're listening to the podcast before then. I'm looking forward to it. We will be live tweeting the entire time off the mark 86. Make sure you follow us, especially during the 7 o'clock hour, since 95% of it's going to be social media. Let's see if we can actually get some tweets on there as well. If we do, oh yeah. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at Off the Mark 86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.